increase community policing and cut down on the time officers spend handling calls for service. Those were just two of the recommendations released yesterday in a staffing and deployment study of the Anchorage Police Department. KSKA's Len Anderson has the details.
At the end of the City Hall press conference, Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew offered a final assessment of his reaction to the just-released deployment study.
He's put some things in perspective for me, and I think we'll put that to good use.
He is Dr. Craig Fraser of the Police Executive Research Forum, a private, nonprofit research firm based in Washington, D.C. Fraser and the Forum have conducted well over 100 studies on police departments and procedures. Fraser says the research company does not use officer-to-population ratios.
Two key workload measures that we start with is looking at patrol, because that's the bulk of the force, and that's officers responding to calls for service, and investigations, that is looking at the investigation of crimes that are reported to an agency.
Overall, Fraser rates the Anchorage Police Department performance as good and describes the proposed changes as incremental, both in scope and timing, the latter dependent to a considerable degree on the status of the municipal budget. Some of those proposed changes include
creating a system of officers owning beats so that they know what's going on in a particular beat. They work that beat over time. They don't get calls outside that beat unless absolutely necessary. Creating over time a north-south division so that there's more geographical accountability and responsibility. The department needs to have a COMSTAT meeting where there is information or there are discussions about the kinds of things that are going on in the city. So it's not just about crime, but it's also about neighborhood issues.
Neighborhood issues-based police work translates as community policing, a proactive approach integrating officers into their beat areas. It involves seeking out community residents, businesses, and meetings. Much of it comes from something called unobligated time. Before the study, Chief Mew says the department was trying to increase unobligated time to 40% of a patrol officer's weekly shift. Fraser did not recommend 40%.
That 40% is very generous. We have seen very few departments that can get to that 40% unobligated time figure. Much more typically, you'll see departments get at about 30%.
Chief Mew and Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan appear to agree with Fraser's assessment. However, in an afternoon press conference, Sergeant Derek Scher, president of the Anchorage Police Department Employees Association, disagreed.
If a guy has 50% unobligated patrol time, there might be an opportunity for 1 or 2 hour blocks to actually go out to a citizens meeting or something like that. When you start to break the officer's time down even smaller than that, the officer may have the unobligated patrol time, but it doesn't occur in large enough blocks to actually get something done.
Sure cited the International Association of Chief of Police studies that say a patrol officer's unobligated time should be 60% of their duty for effective community policing. The just-released report discusses three staff situations. First, it seeks to show how the current police department staff levels could be used for maximum efficiency. It also offers a guide as to how, when the city's budget grows fatter and the department's funding larger, staff increases could have the best effect. However, should the upcoming year's fiscal gap require cutbacks, the study also has recommendations for staff reductions. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.